Please.
The next application is 11,772. Ricky Todd seeks a variance from the height requirement for a fence, section 115-185C of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the west side of Lewis Drive at the end of Chipman's Lane. The 911 address is 244 Lewis Drive in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 232, map 12.20, parcel 12. Specifically, they're asking for a 2.5-foot variance and a 1.5-foot variance in height from the fence. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in their support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, June 6th is the next meeting.
June 6th. Thank you, Mr. Mills.
You'd give us your full name and address, please?
Rick Todd, 244 Lewis Drive, Laurel.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that all the evidence you give tonight will be true and correct? Okay, thank you. Were you going to testify tonight? Do you swear and affirm that all the information you give is true and correct? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Would you give your name? Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you want to explain to the board your case?
Well, I kind of want to know why my attorney in here, being as I've retained an attorney, I don't know if we should reschedule this.
Well, your attorney's not here, buddy?
Yeah.
It looks as though you have it.
Chad Lingerfelder.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yes.
Mr. Warren, what are you, counsel?
Pardon?
What's your?
It would be up to them if they would like to request that this be heard the next hearing, if you wanted to take steps to delay the hearing until that point.
The next meeting? I wouldn't. Kevin?
Well, he's paid for a lawyer.
It's up to his.
Yeah.
He should, yeah. He should be here. He never contacted you or anything today, or?
No.
We were of the understanding he would be here this evening.
He usually, yeah.
It's pretty simple, and you have the paperwork, but we just don't want to make a mistake.
That's true.
What is your norm? I know in the past you have delayed matters for the hearing and just the normal procedure that you would do if it had their permission.
I would offer to.
Would you like us to table it until the next regular meeting?
I think that would be best.
Give you a chance to make, okay.
We have him on retain, so.
Yeah, you got him on retain, sir.
Now, you need to make sure that you are leaving the record open for the purposes of the testimony.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably need to see if anybody's here, too.
Okay, well, let's see if there's anybody here first, though. Call, see if there's anybody here that's in favor of this application.
Yes.
Okay, well, all right. Is there anyone here in, excuse me, in opposition to this case? Okay, there was four here in favor, so I called for that. So now.
Right, you need a motion?
Yeah, well, I'll need a motion now.
Okay, case number 11,772. I'd like to leave open until June 6th so the applicant can get up with their lawyer.
Can you represent the council?
Lawyer representation.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11,772 open until our next regular meeting, which will be on June the 6th, 2016. Okay? All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,772 again is left open. Do you have time to get with your counsel?
And I believe, Mr. Chairman, you did state on the record that there were, I believe, four people here in favor. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I did.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.